This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, he was saying what every scared politician didn't want the American loving Christian patriots to hear. And friends, it was good. I'm going to ask you a question after I play this audio for you in just a bit. He was saying what every scared politician didn't want the American loving Christian patriots to hear. And it was this good, friends. We pulled it up. We're going to play the audio for you in just a little bit. Before we do that, one of the things that I failed to address on Tuesday, because we had that special guest unbeknownst to me. I thought it was on a Wednesday. He came on a Tuesday. But was white privilege, the browbeating tactic, white privilege. This is what the media is using, friends, white privilege. And they're empowering those of color, namely black people, to rise up against the white people. This is the deception, okay? We pulled the rug from this deception yesterday in so many different ways. But what's interesting, friends, is the browbeating tactic of white privilege. The mainstream media's method in dividing Americans. Let's identify the privileged, shall we? I think we should, because at least that way we'll know who the privileged are, okay? And it doesn't matter if you're black or if you're white, okay? Because I also know that where I was raised, how I was raised, the way that I was raised. Because before I hit this, I want most to understand that I was raised in a home where my mother was a workaholic and my father was MIA, missing in action. Therefore, my brother and I were raised on partial welfare as kids to help where my father didn't, my dad. Okay, I don't know him very well. I knew him shortly on a couple conversations. I know many of my listeners better than I knew my dad, for the record. I know all the while what it is like to be raised in an environment that means to entrap by creating dependency, the welfare state, in hopes that no one will ever rise above it. Yet, it's not an excuse to stay there. I want to say this too, and it's amazing how these things come. But I want people to understand who the protesters are today, okay? In parallel to what I'm sharing with you right now, they're fatherless kids. They're on welfare. These are the kids that are protesting you now that were handed over to the public school system to be illegally indoctrinated by the very government that's now using them to protest you. Did you hear what I said? The kids that are now protesting you, many come from broken families, more than not. Many of them are on welfare, right? The government creating dependencies, unconstitutionally, mind you. These are the same kids that were handed over to the school system to be illegally indoctrinated by the very government that's using them now to protest you. Luke 7:35 says, wisdom is justified by her children. That's exactly right. Just think about it. The parents grew up in America in hopes to further establish a future for our kids by hopefully handing off the baton to their kids. And that would be a good legacy to leave. But the problem is the parents didn't raise up the children for the most part. They handed them off to a public school to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing. These are the kids that are rising up against the older generation, even their parents. Okay? I just want to make clear as to so you understand who is protesting. It's the younger generation that were subjected to everything and protected from absolutely nothing. Okay? I also know that it is the state that has taken welfare to precedence unknown to most. Did you know that 21.3% in the United States participate in government assistance programs? Did you know that? You can go to www.census.gov. 21% of the people in this country participate in government assistance programs of some form. So in short, welfare is not only unconstitutional, but it takes money from those who work to give those that do not work, which, by the way, is theft, on the behalf of your politicians that you tolerate. To take your tax dollars from working people, the working class, to give to those that don't want to work? Do you see what the government's doing here illegally, friend, and again, unconstitutionally? They are creating dependents. They're creating dependents to do their biddings for them. Folks, keep in mind, again, welfare is not only unconstitutional because it takes money from those who work to give to those that do not work, which, by the way, is theft, but it is also a system to create control over the people that receive it and a dependency upon the state. So I'm telling you today that a good portion of these paid protesters today that are unlawfully, not peacefully, as protected under the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, them that are looting and rioting are on some sort of paid assistance. And also keep in mind, many of these said protesters today are being paid by the powers that are tolerated to protest the older generation. This is exactly what Mao Zedong did. Verbatim. Okay? Just think about this. The cops are told to stand down during these riots and these loots, right? This looting that's taking place across the country. And it's the government that's trying to force you to comply with whatever edict they create. What sort of definition do we need, friends? What do we need for them to do before the American people respond, right? So let's make the point here. It's talking about who the dependents are, because we're talking about white privilege. This is the browbeating tactic of the mainstream media, right? White privilege. Notice how they're using the whites against the blacks, right? It's not an issue of color. Acts 17:26. But I want you to listen carefully. It's an issue of character. Character defined, Webster's 1828, distinguished or good qualities esteemed and respected. So what is privilege? Well, a particular and peculiar benefit or advantage enjoyed by a person, company, or society beyond the common advantages of others. So those that are playing the victim today, friends, are in fact the privileged class, because the government's stealing from us to give them a free ride. And to use them at will to do the things that they need them to do to destroy this country. And we have ignorant people in this country, and they're ignorant enough to actually go along with it. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to highlight who the privileged are. Okay, it's not white privilege. It's not black privilege. White power is as dangerous as black power. It's an issue of character, and I think you're going to agree with this. This is some great stuff. We'll pick it up right after the other side of this segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Hugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
To the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. For those that can see me right now on YouTube, and you are a friend on live chat, you can see I have Lady Liberty right here. Notice she's blindfolded. Notice how the system of law today in this country is MIA concerning what's taking place here. Notice how they're allowing the crimes of the mainstream media to continuously divide the American people through unlawfulness, through communist tactics. You see that? She's blindfolded, friends. But it's interesting how the media has taken the blindfold off, and for some reason or another, they put a bias to it, and they began to divide the American people through black and white. Are you sick and tired of it yet? Same here. Oh, and by the way, if you want to watch this, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, and you'll see us there, live chat. I pay attention to the comments. I love hearing from our friends. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, same thing over there. Front page, click us on, go to the right side, join us on live chat. And again, if you want to join us on the line at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Okay? I want you to think about this, friends, how they're dividing the people and what they're doing. They need to be lawfully held accountable. There's no question about it. Both the politicians and the media that are working hand in glove to continuously divide the American people, Mark 325. But what are they saying to you? White privilege. Folks, it's the browbeating tactic, the mainstream media's method in dividing Americans. So let's identify the privileged. I've already teed it up for you, so let's just kick it off really quick. Who are the privileged? It's not an issue of color. It's an issue of character. Okay? And making reference to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Okay? We're not to judge men by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, said Martin Luther King Jr. Right? Listen to this. Privilege is wearing a $300 pair of headphones while living on public assistance. This is who the privileged are. Take note. Take note as to who the privileged are. Those that have, those that don't have to work, that receive from those that do work. That are on welfare. Unconstitutional. Apparently some of these people haven't quite read yet that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Right? 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Okay? So there's a working class, and then there's a class, an entitlement class, that steals because the government sanctioned it to be so somehow or another, unconstitutional, though it is, and they steal from those that are working 24/7 to feed their families. Well, the government comes in, takes your tax dollars, your income tax, which was illegal up until 1913, and what they do is they take a little of your money, 330 million people, and the percentage that work, and they take it and give it to those that don't work. And those are the young people that are protesting you today, workers. Just wanted to make clear as to understand that you might understand as to who is doing the attacking here and who's creating this warfare. Just for the record, privilege is wearing a $300 pair of headphones while living on public assistance. Privilege is having free health care provided to you and your family by, again, the working class when you cannot afford it for yourselves. I want you to think about what I'm telling you, because it's absolutely true. Folks, the whole welfare system's a trap. Growing up in apartments, I never lived in a house until I was 37 years old, folks. I'm sorry, 37 years old. And I happened to move 37 different times in my life in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. I understand the welfare system. It's a system where they put a ceiling on it. Because they want everybody to be equal, just like that of what's going on in public schools right now through Common Core and No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Interesting how they work hand in glove, isn't it, friends? It's communism. They shoot for the floor, not for the roof. It's interesting how welfare and politicians create legislation, unlawful though it is, to divide the families. Isn't that interesting how that works, friends? Huh. Wow. Privilege is having multiple national organizations promote and protect one particular color of people over another, all the while being subsidized by taxpayer dollars. This applies to both black and white for those that are foolish enough to be caught up into it. Okay? It's man-made. It's all man-made. This is what happens when you make void God's commandments and you take on man's. Look what they do. It's the same thing with political parties. It's the same thing with denominations in the church. They begin to leave off God. They take on man. And what do? They end up divided. When are we going to figure this out, friends? I can't do it for you, right? Can't do it for you. I want you to listen to this. And I love this, by the way, because it unifies people. And when we think about what Scripture says in Ephesians 4, starting in verse 3, it says, make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit by the Holy Ghost, who's not divided, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, binding yourselves together with peace according to God's version of morality and law. For there is one body, one Spirit, just as you've all been called to one glorious hope for the future. Okay? There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. Huh. So, and guess what? A good majority of the people, both in the black communities and in the white communities, call themselves Christians. And if they're really Christians, do you think there'd be any division or, as Scripture talks about, schism in the body? No. Matter of fact, if you go over to 1 Corinthians, which I'm doing right now because I want you to hear for yourself as to how we're to be united, not divided. And by the way, unity exposes the enemy, for the record. Okay, one nation under God exposes the communist and exposes the corrupt for who they are and the subversives. And when you know the Word of God, you know who's doing the dividing because you can see it clearly. When you go to 1 Corinthians, right? It tells us in verse 10, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For example, I have someone on live chat right now saying something that I know is not in Scripture. So I ask the question, please show me that in Scripture. And I know they can't answer that question in Scripture because it's not in Scripture. Do you see what happens? That's called schism. That's brought into play to divide people one from another. It's not there to preach the gospel. It's not there to tell them to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and to submit to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. No, it's there to create a following unto themselves. That's why I continuously on this show remind people that if I depart from the Word, depart from this show. It's my job, first and foremost, to work myself out of a job. It's not my job to create followers. They're all supposed to follow the Christ. A true leader, an apostle, prophet, a teacher, evangelist, and or a pastor, leads men to Christ, not to themselves. I just want to make clear that we're all on the same page here. Okay? Now let's go back to this again. We're talking about how the media's browbeating tactics is white privilege. It's interesting how that works. It really is. Okay? Privilege is having access to a national college fund available only to people of a certain color. That, by the way, applies to both black and white. Okay? Regardless if they say it or not, that's what they're doing. Privilege is having a lot of kids, regardless of your employment status, and then sending them off to daycare and a school for which you do not pay. Folks, I used to see this all the time when you're caught up into the trap of the welfare system. How guys would come and go. Those girls would have five kids from five different guys. And it didn't matter because they knew, the women did, that the state was going to take care of it. And so did the fathers, the dads. They didn't have to take responsibility. The only people that had to take responsibility were those are the ones that got up every morning at 7 o'clock to go to work from 7 to 3 o'clock every day of their lives to provide for their families and for the irresponsible's family. And they all the well know it. And I want to tell you something. The corrupt government politicians that created this legislation all the well know what they have done. It's created to divide the family, to break up the family. Now, why? Because it's a mockery of God's plan every step of the way. I want to tell you what privilege is, because it has nothing to do with color. Privilege is having most of what you have paid for by the working class of people. So, in conclusion, regardless of the color of your skin, if you're working for a living, you need to come to terms with the fact that the government is stealing from you, the taxpayers, only to turn to give to them that do not work for themselves. And I'm going to pick this up right on the other side, and we're going to play some audio for you that is just a kick in the pants, friend. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. workers filed another 1.5 million new applications for jobless benefits last week as the coronavirus pandemic continues to upend the labor market. Economist Joe Neroff reminds everyone on CBS News.
Continuing unemployment claims, which represent the number of workers collecting unemployment checks, dropped below 20 million. But again, the rate of decline is not nearly as great as expected.
The Trump administration has activated the National Guard to protect monuments during protests in Washington, D.C. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt tells Fox News,
I requested that from the Secretary of Defense that the National Guard be available to us to protect additional monuments. We will protect these monuments, and we will do it with the dispatch and severity.
This is USA Radio News. During a Capitol Hill briefing on Thursday, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, was asked about the coronavirus and President Trump referring to it as a Kung Flu virus and if that's a term that should be used and if he agrees with it.
Do you think that's the most pressing issue you have about the coronavirus?
Think about that.
I know, but what I'm thinking about is why that is your most pressing issue as a question.
Well,
when we just
see
a spike in coronavirus, you're concerned about somebody and the way they name it. That's appalling to me.
What?
I think we should all focus, learn more about this disease, and stop this virus. Every time I've come here, you've always had those type of questions. It's interesting to me if that's what your viewers care most about. Because you know what my constituents care most about? Their safety and their health.
The Eiffel Tower in Paris is allowing visitors once again, but it's only open to the second floor. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Join us on YouTube. Join us on live chat. BeforeIt'sNews.com, same exact thing. We're on the front page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. So I want to go back just for a moment now. So what I did is I had an individual poisoning the well, just in part, right? And I just asked him a simple question to prove what he was saying, that there's 10% that are going to make it and 90% aren't. And so I came back only to find, after I broadcast his response, this is a conversation. And by the way, he has the ability to call in, but people don't do that. They like to just call me names, okay? So I did. I said, hey, listen, I want you to show me that in Scripture. Okay, you can't prove that in Scripture because it's not in Scripture. So what does he do? He starts telling all my friends I'm a fraud. Okay, well, you know, Scripture is pretty clear on this, and I've seen this through a lot of cowards in the church today. But the Bible's real clear that if you have a problem with your brother, you're supposed to go to him and tell him. That's why I continuously kick the number out there. But what did he do? Bradley's a fraud. By the way, it's in Matthew 18:15. And what does it say? It tells us, moreover, if thy brother trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Well, I did that. But he didn't like the response, apparently, because I wasn't going to put up with it. And the only reason he got mad was because he knew he couldn't justify it in Scripture. And this is where division starts. It starts through ignorance, namely biblical ignorance. Okay? So, you know, it would have been a lot cooler if he'd have just said, well, Bradley, doesn't it say this, that, and the other thing? No, you're talking about Matthew 7, and he said, strive to enter in. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. He never said anything about 10% of the people will make it in. This is what I get irritated with. And people are just trying to figure, well, Bradley, you know, maybe you should pray, or maybe you should have been a little bit softer on him. No! He means to divide. And the Bible says you're supposed to mark them people. He didn't do it the right way. And again, I see this all day long. They'll talk about you, but they won't talk to you. They sound like a bunch of useful idiots in the mainstream media. Friends, they're all over in the church in a big way. And then I think about 2 Timothy 3:16, which I'm going to go there for a moment, because this is the problem that people have. Okay? This is the problem that people have. For some reason or another, it applies to everybody else but themselves. All Scripture is, I don't want that version. I want to stick to King James Version, and I'm going to stick with it. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Who does Scripture come from? Through the inspiration of God. Okay? And it's profitable for what? Doctrine. For, listen carefully, reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. They don't like to be reproved. They don't like to be corrected. They don't like to be instructed in righteousness. They want to create a God that looks just like them, and they want everybody to believe what they say, regardless if it's in the Word of God or not. Again, reverting back to what I was talking about earlier, this is how you create followers. I'm not looking for followers, friends. I'm looking to point my finger to the one that can save men from their sins, Matthew 1:21. Okay? Not me. I'll let you down. He won't. So let's go back to this. We were just talking about none other than white privilege. Okay? And I went through that, so let me bring it to conclusion real quick, make one more point, and then what we're going to do is we're going to get over to this audio, because he was saying what every scared politician didn't want the American loving Christian patriots to hear. Okay? Oh, and it was good, and I'm going to play it for you in just a couple minutes here. But let me finish this off. Concerning our topic, white privilege, the browbeating tactic, the mainstream media's method in dividing Americans. I just identified for you who the privileged are, and it has nothing to do with black or white, because, remember, I was a welfare kid in part, and I remember being in those apartments, and it wasn't just black folks that were on welfare, it was white folks, it was Hispanic folks, it was the Hmongs, it was the Koreans, it was the Chinese, it was the Japanese, so obviously we were stuck together trying to break out of the ceiling that was put on us by the government that illegally put it there in the first place. But, again, that is a reflection of what the American people tolerate, because we, the people, are the government in this country, just for the record. So let me bring it into conclusion, okay? Regardless of the color of your skin, if you are working for a living, you need to come to terms with the facts that the government is illegally stealing from you. The taxpayers, right? Those that work, only to turn to give to them that don't work for themselves, taking from the haves and giving it to the have-nots. This is what Mao Zedong did, okay? This is the government working with the mainstream media and subversive organizations in protesting you, the taxpayers, with the use of your kids that were thrown in the public school system of indoctrination. Therefore, friends, you are the ones paying them to protest yourselves. Talking about white privilege, okay? Just making clear it has nothing to do with black or white. So let's learn the lesson. As a small percentage of grace and gospel, no man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a cloud be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as a promontory were. As well as any manner of thy friends or of thine own were, and any man's death diminishes me because I'm involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls, because I want to tell you something just like John Donne said, it tolls for thee. America, listen to me carefully, okay? Get rid of all this black-white nonsense coming from the media. Again, they need to be lawfully held accountable, so do the politicians. That is always my resolve. It is your resolve, too. Justice guards our liberty, and these are the ones creating insurrection domestically. Hey, folks, we're only as great as the least of us. I want to say that again. We're only as great as the least of us. And guess what? I was the least of us. And God is the one that came and sent his son to die on the cross by the power of the Holy Ghost to pull me out. But the way that he did that is he brought me through a work of repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. He's the one that makes men what they are. Because my earmarks, my identity, my character is found in Christ. because we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. That is the resolve we're all looking for, regardless if we know it or not. Okay? I want to make a point here. One of the things that people really like to do is they like to talk about in the Constitution, and I'm going to go there for with you for a moment. But it talks about in the Constitution the three-fifths clause. Okay? Again, through a lack of understanding, they use it and they don't understand what it is. They listen to their communist professor and they shoot out of their mouth what it was that their professors told them. They play the parrots. The three-fifths clause is perhaps the most understood provision of the United States Constitution. The clause provides that representation in Congress will be based on the whole number of free persons and three-fifths of all other persons. Okay? The other persons were slaves. Listen to me again carefully. Forefathers bought slaves. They used them on their plantations, not all of them. And not in a manner in some continuously parrot concerning what they don't know what they're talking about once again. But I want you to understand that when you steal a man, the Bible condemns that. Okay? You make him a slave to work for you for without pay. The Bible condemns that. The Bible does talk about indentured servants who owe money to someone and they work off their debt that they themselves incurred. Remember how just the other day I was talking about how Christians are accused of everything that Christ condemns? Well, that again comes through what? The misunderstanding of plain and simple scriptures. All miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, how do they come about, Noah Webster? They proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts. Precepts is that which God has bestowed and entrusted us with. All of these things proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Don't blame the Lord for what man has created. Okay? Let's just make clear. And I want to bring this to a consummation concerning this segment because it was Frederick Douglass who provided clarity on this issue, who was a former slave who became abolitionist. In a speech delivered in Glasgow, Scotland, March 26, 1860, Douglass explained the true meaning of the three-fifths compromise. He said, "It's a downright disability laid upon the slave-holding states, one which deprives those states of two-fifths of other natural basis of representation. A black man in a free state is worth just two-fifths more than a black man in a slave state as a basis of political power under the Constitution. Therefore, instead of encouraging slavery, the Constitution encourages freedom by giving an increase of two-fifths of political power to free over slaves states." Okay. I didn't say that. Thus, the three-fifths clause was written for the sole purpose of limiting congressional representation of the slave states and denied the slave states additional pro-slavery representation in Congress. And I'm going to end this segment with this. Frederick Douglass, again, by the way, a former slave who became an abolitionist, okay, to eradicate slavery, stated, "Now the Constitution, according to its plain reading, and I defy the presentation of a single pro-slavery clause in it, on the other hand, it will be found to contain principles and purposes entirely hostile to the existence of slavery." So it's in stark contrast to slavery. I see throughout the years since we have been a country how so many wrongs have been righted because those people obeyed Christ to free ourselves from the past on so many fronts. And I want to say this too. Don't blame me for what somebody else did. The Bible is clear that each man is to give an account for his own sins, not for the sins of another. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I got some audio for you that you're not going to want to miss. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have four segments here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. With that said, this would be considered the grand finale. Because I got to tell you something. We know what John 8:32 says. It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Period. It's the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. There's no way to the Father but by the Christ. He's the mediator. Only one name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. No man's to take his place. There's no man-made vicar, friends, that likes to elevate themselves above the Christ. Far too long, Americans have put up with lifelong politicians who have done nothing but destroy the very country in which they claim to serve. Is this true? Of course it is. Over and over again, cycle after cycle, they return after their tenure is over with and attempt to deceive the people that they may somehow, you know, convince them that they need to keep them in office so they can continue their reign of terror on the people that they're making their appeal to. Why the American people put up with this, I know not. But they do. We all know this. And every once in a while, you will see a short video audio that will capture your attention due to the content of that video audio. Well, this is one of those videos, audios, that will say what needs to be said and leave it to the people as to do what it is that needs to be done. Folks, this is, again, let me say it in youth talk, a kick in the pants. This is great content. And I thank God that there's people out there with enough internal fortitude to stand up for righteousness in a time that they need to stand up for righteousness. So I want you to listen carefully to this young man. He was saying what every scared politician didn't want the American loving Christian patriots to hear. And it was good. Tell me what you think.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senators, for providing me an opportunity to address this important issue. I want you to imagine for a moment that you are an employer and you've got some problems with your employees. When you hired these employees, they promised they would do exactly what you asked of them. But once they got the job, they became a nightmare. They stopped listening to you and started using the job to line their own pockets. They took the company credit card and racked up more debt than you could afford to pay back. They became so obsessed with keeping their jobs that they forgot to do their jobs. And after all that failure, all that disappointment, and all that incompetence, your employees came to you and said, "We deserve a raise." If you're a reasonable person, that should make your blood boil. And yet, that is exactly what it feels like to be an American taxpayer. The first three words in our Constitution are, "We the people." It's written larger than anything else because the framers of that document, the architects of our republic, wanted to remind you at all times who's in charge. We the people. We are your employers, and you have an obligation to listen to us. So I come to you with a message from the American people. We demand term limits for members of Congress. In fact, according to the most recent national polls on the issue, 82% of Americans want term limits. That includes support from 89% of Republicans, 76% of Democrats, and 83% of independent voters. This is not a left or right issue. This is an American issue. In fact, term limits could be the only issue with support from both President Trump and former President Obama. Now, there was a time about 25 years ago when Congress was debating this. Nearly every opponent of term limits up here had the same rebuttal. Experience, experience, experience. We need experience to do this job right. If only you leave your Congress member in office for decades on end, he or she will become such a policy expert that all our problems will be solved. In hindsight, that was one of the worst predictions ever. This system is broken. Congress has given us $22 trillion in debt, the longest war in American history, a broken health care system, a broken immigration system, a tax code written by lobbyists, an explosion of money in politics. Worst of all, too few here have the courage to address these problems because the only focus is on getting reelected. That's why it comes as no surprise that Congress has a 14% approval rating, and 60% of Americans say that they would fire every single member of Congress if they could. Congress is less popular than traffic jams, root canals, and hemorrhoids. You're beating head lice, but the lice have asked for a recount. Unfortunately, elections alone cannot fix this problem. Not because voters like you guys so much, but due to the nearly unbreakable power of incumbency. At the same time members of Congress publicly claim elections are free and fair, they secretly deploy every trick in the book to keep power. Yep. Incumbents get $9 in special interest money for every dollar that goes to a challenger. And if incumbents are having difficulty raising money, not to worry, they're allowed to send campaign-style mailers at taxpayer expense. That's to say nothing of all the free media and name recognition politicians naturally get just for being in office. The incumbent advantage creates a barrier to entry for everyday Americans without the connections to fund a campaign. It is the case for term limits. Elections may, in theory, be capable of dethroning incumbents, but that isn't how it works in the real world. Congressional incumbents have a 98% reelection rate. That probably explains why Congress looks more like a country club than a melting pot. It's predominantly made up of lawyers and politicians, yep, and is disproportionately old, white, rich, and male. Term limits would give us a legislature that better reflects the diversity of our society. The message long-term incumbents send to young people like me seems to be, we want you just close enough to the political process to help us win, but don't get too close and take our jobs.
Yep.
The American people have lost confidence in this Congress, and for good reason. We routinely see abuses of power.
Yep.
18 months ago, it was revealed that members of Congress were secretly using taxpayer money to settle lawsuits, some for sexual harassment. You still haven't disclosed how our money was spent and on whose behalf. So term limits is a check on arrogance, it's a check on incumbency, and it's a check on power. It's a way to restore political courage while bringing fresh faces and ideas to Washington. As Ben Franklin said, for the rulers to return among the people was not to degrade them, but to promote them. As Kanye West said, no one man should have all that power. Here's the dilemma we face. Over 80% of Americans want term limits to happen. Donald Trump and Barack Obama want it. It is being blocked purely by the self-interest of Congress. If this were a trial, you all would have to recuse yourselves because there is a colossal conflict of interest. If term limits pass, you won't stay in the limelight forever. You won't be the center of attention. And some people might even stop laughing at your jokes. You'll have to become ordinary citizens. And that is, my friends, the entire point. We're asking you to do what's right and listen to the people you represent. It's time to bring the gravy train into the station, end the reign of career politicians, and give Congress back to the people. Please support Senate Joint Resolution 1 for term limits. Thank you.
And that was awesome. That was Mr. Nick Tom Bolids. Okay. And he was actually addressing a Senate, or the Congress had a Senate hearing there. And again, friends, where's this internal fortitude amongst the American people? And why is it that we have to have a 24-year-old kid, which I praise God, high five, Nick, in a big way, to stand up and do what the older generation is unwilling to do? I know why. Because the older generation thinks that they have too much to lose. I want to tell you something. You've already lost it. Until a man finds something to die for, he has nothing to live for. And you have your perspective and your objectives that you think that you have to hold on to. I'm here to tell you that you can't take them with you because there is no such thing as, guess what, friends? A luggage rack on the top of a hearse. Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, that it's certain that he came into the world with nothing, and it's certain that he's going to leave with nothing. Isn't it interesting what people put their hands on, what they attach their hearts to before the God of Israel? You can't take it with you. But what you can take with you is the legacy that you leave and what you give unto your posterity, just the same way that our forefathers did unto us, friends. And it's time again, you know, Bradley Dean here, my message is, hey, folks, we can do this. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. And we can do this. We need to join with the righteous across the land, begin to have conversations, and stand up and fight. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just the same way that Nick did. Just the same way that we are. Just the same way that many of you that are listening to me are. Because again, friends, I'm confident that we can do this. We're not going to get to the other side, friends, unscathed. I can tell you that right now. But I am here to tell you that our kids are worth fighting for. Our families are worth fighting for. When you drive through the country, we live in God's country. There's no question about it. The most blessed country on the face of this planet. And I think the key thing here is that people need to hear is we still have the freedom to do the right thing. Get your eyes off of the storm and keep your eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of your faith. Because if you do that, you won't sink. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Hebrews 12:2. And again, get your eyes off the storm. Do your own due diligence. Study those founding documents, the Bible and the Constitution, and stand up and do what needs to be done with the sword of the Spirit in hand. Hebrews 4:12. Folks, we love you by what we do. I would make an appeal to you that you would consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty today. By doing that, that's all you have to do is go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go over to the store, and then click on the membership. Folks, we do depend upon support from the people, and without that, we're not going to be here. So we appreciate you thinking about us, and you wouldn't know if I didn't throw out the fleece. So I just wanted to tell you that. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.